This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Friday. How about some tickets for the weekend? I mean, the weekend.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! You've already got a ticket to this weekend, and its name is Friday, and it is our ticket. So right now, we have your tickets to the other weekend, the act, musical act, Blinded by the Light. Ooh, the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn Tour, July 8th at Levi Stadium. Courtesy of Live Nation, all you have to do is text the word EAT. EAT. E-A-T to our contest line, 20357. The word is EAT. E-A-T. Text it to our contest line, 20357. You can find yourself checking out the weekend this summer. This hour's code word is EAT. First thing this morning, we were talking about Matt Nathanson. We didn't do any music today, but his new record is out today, it looks like. The King of Unsimple. He was actually on the show on the 18th of December. I'm not sure how you search for podcasts, but you can, so we got you the date. But I think you can put in keywords, right?
Yeah, you can put in keywords. You could even just go into Google and search Matt Nathanson, Alice Morning Show, and that episode will pop right up.
Yeah. But Matt, he's just a delight. I mean, we were even talking off air about this, how there are certain people who just are so engaging and know exactly what the point of an interview is, and he's so fun. And I think we just asked him on for no reason. Like, hey, what are you doing? You know, we'd love to have you come in and, you know, let's talk about Christmas. And
you were talking about the song The River by Joni Mitchell. Somebody texted in and said, Matt Nathanson has a great version of that. And then you were like, get him on the show.
Boom. Next day he's on the show. That's how it works in radio.
What a producer.
What a producer. Hey, so Matt Nathanson, he did at least one song from this new record as well. Mm-hmm. So that is that performance and the whole interview is on the podcast from December 18th, if you want to go back and check that out. But I did want to mention that today is the day. It's called the King of Unsimple. And if you follow him on Twitter, he posted a whole thing about it. And so there you go. There's that. I have a couple of Kanye stories that I guess I've been kind of saving up. These are ones that aren't, well, I'm never going to rule out Bianca being part of them, but he's got this new record coming out called Bully. And I had read a story that I sort of liked about Kanye maybe a week ago. He was talking about how his daughter North has made him love music again. And there's even a little video of North, you know, at work putting her record together.
Okay.
So Kanye is helping. He's got an 11-year-old daughter, you know, little Northwest. Adorbsable. She is in the process right now of helping her record her debut album. So Kanye and his daughter, and he's talking about how it's getting his creative juices flowing again. And I guess if you were going to put a whole thing, she and some of the other kids have joined him in places all around the world Like, they're at school on Monday, and Tuesday they're in China on stage with him. You know, like crazy world traveling, coming out on stage, singing songs with dad. It has to be one of the weirdest situations in the world ever. I mean, in these modern times, like being Kanye West's kid might be the weirdest position to find yourself in.
You know, until you have your own kid, it's easy to sit in judgment of that. And you look at that and go, man, what are you doing? But when you have a kid, you not only do you want to be around them, but you want to share what you're doing with them.
Yes.
And you want them to get experiences that they wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity for. And I can see a single person being like, I didn't pay to see your kid. Do your show. But truly, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand that's a dad.
Yeah.
That's a dad doing his thing because he loves his kids.
With the kid that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that if you, like, you know, those kids are in a weird position. Like, they are the kids of two of the most famous and infamous people on earth right now.
Right.
And they should have a zillion different experiences. It's not like these people can't afford to get them a good education or drag a teacher along with them or whatever. You know, they're going to learn to read, write. They're going to learn, hopefully, how the world works. I mean, we don't need four more spoiled brats in the world. You know, I don't need more kids wearing castles on their heads at the Grammys blocking everybody's view. You know, I don't know. It's like, maybe there's a little bit, I guess there's no reality, honestly. I hate to say it, but maybe they're lost causes, but maybe not.
Well,
Kanye is saying, oh, go ahead.
I don't necessarily believe that they're going to somehow rise to fame and fortune in their own right. I don't see it.
Well, but
I
do. Debut album.
Right? I understand what you're saying, and maybe that will become her thing and she'll become something.
Yeah.
You know, Lisa Marie Presley made a record.
Mm. She made several records.
And it never amounted to much, but she probably enjoyed music. And
right. It was in her blood.
And so that's fine. So these kids go on to do something like that, you know.
I mean, I guess you would want your kids to be productive. And so even if it's never a hit record, because they're always going to have money. None of these kids is going
to. Exactly where I was headed is that they don't need to go to work.
Right.
I have some breaking news about Kanye West, actually. We got a text.
Gotta get another button. This one button.
We'll get you some buttons.
Please don't give him buttons. I just want to hear it constantly.
Kanye went off on Twitter today, whatever it is called now. It was all anti-Semitic, included some things like, I love Hitler, I'm a Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it was about how he wants his hero, Diddy, out of jail.
He said, I just tweeted everything I could think of and I'm still alive. It's a lot. So so he's currently losing his mind as we're talking about him. He's on Twitter just like melting down.
I have some different quotes. Honestly, it seems like this is ongoing. Like, you know, they trying to prove a point. Y'all know, y'all effing know that, sitting laughing at the effing internet. This is Diddy. This guy's my idol. He's my hero.
Saying that?
This is Kanye talking about Diddy. There's a lot. Let me go back to this original thing. So he's like saying his daughter's really inspiring him. He put an Instagram post showing her in the recording studio and said, this little girl made me love music again. He added he's making beats for her and for his new album, which he's calling Bully. And the reason he's calling it Bully is because his son is a bully. He's saying that his 9-year-old son, Saint, he says, my son, Saint, is playing with some kid. And then he kicked him. And I asked my son, why'd you do that? And he said, because he weak. I was like, this man is really a bully. And by man, I think he means child. Kanye says that he's dropping his album Bully on June 15th. Which is his daughter Northwest's birthday, which is neither here nor there. It's not about that kid. But it's all about his kid being a bully. He's going to maybe he yells at the kid on the record or something, you know, like
can't
stop
even find
doing
a
that.
Pure moment in that guy. For one second I was like, "Oh, he loves his kid." And now here we go with
right, the whole album is about
and
that.
Whatever.
I know. So this now onto that third story. Get some of those quotes. I mean, I do, Actually, do we need quotes from Kanye? Maybe we don't. Maybe I'll just skip all this stuff. He wants his hero out of jail, and he's an anti-Semite. All things we already knew. And by the way, he's screaming just over and over, you know, all the slavery is a choice stuff. It's just free. It all starts with free puff. You can follow him on Twitter at Ye, Y-E. Rihanna, isn't that? This is sweet. This is a nice story about Rihanna. Who doesn't love Rihanna? Rihanna's Smurfette makes her debut in the first Smurfs trailer featuring a new Cardi B song. And I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you would like to see Rihanna as Smurfette, adorable. Oh, God, I've said that twice today. I've said I would never say it again.
Said it twice in this break.
Right. Rihanna's Smurfette making her debut to a Cardi B song. And Kelly Clarkson is going to, she's got, I know, yeah, not your dog, but the actor, the actress.
The singer.
Singer.
I still love her, though.
She's got a TV show, so she must be an
actress. You could say she acted in Trolls. She was spectacular in Trolls.
Yeah.
And the song she sings is really good.
Is she the country troll? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's so great.
And it's really good.
She's got something called Kelly Clarkson Studio Sessions, and it takes place at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. It is a Las Vegas residency. And she announced all this stuff yesterday. She has done other residencies. She did one at Planet Hollywood. What she's saying, she's excited to be back. And it looks like it's starting, the series of dates kicks off on the 4th of July. You'd think she'd take the 4th of July off, you know? Be with her family, go watch some fireworks. Nah, she's all, let's kick it off with fireworks. Woo! So she's going to go.
She's divorced. She had to pay that guy some money.
She did end up having to pay him. Although, I think she sued him for some other stuff, like where he had been representing her when she was like, no, you aren't. So it kicks off the 4th of July through all through July and August. She's got a bunch of dates. So if you were thinking, I'd love to go to Vegas and see a show, well, Kelly Clarkson. And then there's like pre-sale for city card members. You know, you got to have the right credit card and then you can get these pre-sale tickets. And then she takes a couple months off and then she's back for a few dates in November of 2025 as well. So there you go. If you were thinking about heading over to Vegas, then maybe that's for you. Post Malone is at it again. Remember when he tipped that single mom $20,000 on Christmas Eve?
He's a nice man.
He is a nice man. This is less impressive, but still, it's good. He just left a $1,200 tip at Pizza Hut in Cottonwood Heights, Utah. This was... At the Hut?
All right.
He's dropping bucks at the Hut.
Okay.
So he was in there just outside Salt Lake City. He has a home there. And he calls it the most amazing place ever. Like, he just loves Salt Lake City, loves Utah. He knocked on the door at the Pizza Hut about 30 minutes before they opened. And so Google says that's 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. So 9:30 in the morning, it sounds like.
Okay.
The manager on duty was this 20-year-old who said he couldn't believe. He walks out there. There's Post Malone just standing there. Like, hey, I need some pizza. He said, I didn't think it was him first, but then I read his face. And I was like, well, that's pretty convincing.
You know, I want to just, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how many times have we mentioned pizza in the morning on this show and then been like tweaking, binging for a pizza pie? And start looking up. Is anyone open now?
Right.
And my gosh.
People, there should be 6 a.m. pizza. That should be, this is a business idea, and it's a place called 6 a.m. Pizza, where the pizza is available starting at 6 a.m. Because then we get a pizza for breakfast,
I'm
you guys.
With you, Posty. I am with you. Sometimes you just need a pizza at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Colby Aguila. Or something like that.
What?
Aguila. It's a 20-year-old dude named Colby Aguila or something. He told the report, he's talking about this experience where he is the manager on duty and it's a half hour before they open. And Posty says, we can be open for you. We're not open, Posty, but we can be open for you. He ordered a bunch of pizza and wings. And Colby said, you know what? It's on the house. So Posty pulled out all the money in his wallet, $1,200, and just said, here you go. So the guy kept $800 for himself, then gave the rest to his coworkers.
Amazing.
And he says he's got some medical bills and we really needed it. 20-year-old, big medical bills.
Well,
he called Post.
What's wrong with people, right?
Right. You never know. Said Post was a very genuine person, one of the coolest dudes he's ever met. He's been a fan since middle school. He didn't believe it was him at first.
Did he make him the best pizza he's ever made or whatever?
Dude, would you, if Post Malone came into your pizza joint, do you go, would you like to put your own toppings on? Would you like to?
No.
Oh, you don't let him?
Nope.
Or maybe he doesn't even want to. He's like, nah, I'll just sit here on my phone, man.
Yeah.
Just make me the pizza.
In fact, I would try not to make too much, you know, chit chat with him. Because I would feel like
he just
is
wants
a celebrity
pizza.
Guy who wants some pizza. I'm not going to bug him.
He has a kid now, which is probably why he was up at 9:30 in the morning. Because I was thinking, well, is he partying all night? I'm like, oh, I think he's got a kid.
I'll tell you something, though. As I've tried to be very reserved around a lot of the celebrities I've met through radio, often when they see my reservation, they hump my leg or tackle me or do things that I'm not. It's not my pursuit or my desired. Like, remember Sting? Like, I just stood where the photo was going to be waiting, and he came up crotch first.
I actually was watching as it happened, and then we did capture it on.
There's a photo.
There are photos.
Of him, you know,
he
getting me.
He's fully like, I love you, Vinny.
One of my old favorite bands. I still love them, but, like, this was when I was first in radio. The Cult was coming through. The band The Cult.
Sure.
Ian Astbury right. and Billy Duffy. Is that it?
I don't know.
Something
like
that.
Ian is for sure.
These two guys. And so they do their interviews and I'm a fan. And I'm like, I'm gonna take a picture if they're gonna let anyone take a picture. And I'm just standing there. And those two guys fully rough out, like threw both their arms around me, like grabbed me and hugged me, and I am sitting there like, oh my God. I think
Why do rock stars want to hump you
I
so
don't
much?
Know what
did they put you between them and kind of three-way you? And,
I think though that it's that reserve, like maybe it brings them out of their shell. Like not like bugging them makes them go like, oh, bro.
This guy, right.
But if you don't bug them, there's a chance. And I'm not saying I'm in pursuit of that.
Mm.
But for those of you, if you ever get a chance, like lay low and see what happens.
Sting
might actually drill you in the thigh.
Yeah. Do you make like furtive glances? Like, oh,
I know God. I don't. I'm not even
a little bit of like.
It's not a play for attention.
He's adorable.
He's so tiny.
Who wouldn't want to grab?
You would. You'd want to like put him between you and your bandmate and just everybody. You know.
I can't get over it. Sting came at me with his ween.
Not surprised.
Ween first.
I am well aware.
You were there.
I feel like you need to talk about this.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe it's been bothering you all this time.
No. I enjoyed it. I'm not.
It was
this
fine.
I
this was not
victimized.
Unwanted.
I
contact.
I'm trying to be polite and show them the respect that you know.
Right. It's not your fault. You were trying to be respectful. It's not your fault that they were like, "Listen, I want to give you the Sting experience."
He did too.
Yeah.
Yikes!
All the girls were jealous. Oh, it's late. The girls were jealous.
Where you got to go?
I got to go to commercials. I was just told by my producer, Maddie.
He's
on the show.
I'll finish some fast facts. I've got a Valentine story that I've been trying to get to for 2 hours and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and it's Friday and everything, so we're like, all super excited about that. You can check us out on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about on the show today on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000. Who doesn't want $5,000?
I want the $5,000. You can stop asking me if I want it because I do.
Someone will win $5,000 every single day. Just listening to this fine radio station.
Today's the last day. Make sure you listen for an hour today. You still have time. It takes 2 seconds to get the app.
We're right here.
Hello.
We're on.
God, I'm so obnoxious on Fridays. Ah!
Gurgling?
Oh, you never hear me gurgle? Mm-mm.
I see through some buildings and some clouds. There's blue sky out there.
Oh, I was noticing that it has clouded up because the front of that building used to have sun on it a minute ago, but no.
Yeah, but there's some blue sky out there over the beach.
You said it's going to clear up. It's
supposed to clear up. So there was still a chance for rain. But overnight, we had heavy storms. The rain continued this morning, but we should see sun breakthrough later and sun this weekend. And soak it up because there's more rain on the way. And that's not a bad
thing. Which is good.
Yeah.
We need that.
It's good.
It's good. Like it.
It's good, Sarah. It's
Subscribe.
Good.
Click like.
We don't have that Bill Bellamy talking about your butt.
Gone. Which is a bummer. I really,
I loved hearing him talk about your butt.
Got a big old booty, Sarah. He looks at me, I'm looking at him, and he's all, oh, no.
No, it's good, though.
No, it's good, though. Sarah.
Let me finish my fast facts,
oh,
please.
Oh, please do, yeah. And then get to the Valentine's. I'm going to stop fast, talking.
Fast, no, you're not.
Fast, no, I am.
The Pentagon has twice as many bathrooms as it needs.
I'm not talking.
No, you say why? Why?
Why does it have so many?
Because it was designed during segregation America.
Oh, my God.
So they put in separate bathrooms for black and white employees.
Oh,
that
so
said,
gross.
The Pentagon was the first desegregated building in East Virginia, thanks to FDR.
East Virginia.
FDR was the first president to appear on TV. He was part of a broadcast from the 1939 World's Fair in New York.
Oh, New York. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Great president.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's like your guy.
It's one of my favorites.
That's your dude, huh?
Number two after Lincoln.
Oh.
Yeah. You have like a ranking of presidents?
Yeah, don't you?
Well, he's one of the ones you hear about, that's for sure. Is he the New Deal guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't we?
I don't know.
What? You don't?
I do not. I don't.
I'm a Grover Cleveland guy.
Yeah.
Why? Because Grover is a fun first name. That's why. Got dumped before Valentine's? Here's your gift.
Uh-oh.
The Memphis Zoo is running a new Valentine's Day fundraiser, so this is all for a good cause. Remember that.
Okay.
For $10, they'll name an elephant turd after your ex.
Oh. You know what? I like it.
They went with the tagline, name a turd after your turd.
Yep.
All the proceeds will go to help care for the zoo's 3,500 animals. Oh. This is the Memphis Zoo.
And then is there like some kind of certificate of turd acknowledgement? I don't like what, how, do they take a picture of the turd?
For $10, you get a digital card and a shareable video of an elephant poop hitting a pile.
Oh, you get to see the
more elephant poop.
Oh.
So it's poop falling onto poop.
And there's that also one's named after your ex.
Yeah. And there's also an option to send a sweet video of a red panda eating a grape. But no one does that because the poop, the $10 poop thing is how you get back at that rat bastard.
Yeah. That jerk. It could be a girl too, right? Or is it only for boys?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Girls are just so much more vindictive. Of course, they're into it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I think it's either way, right?
No, guys are vindictive too.
A girlfriend or a boyfriend that broke up with you before Halloween, before Valentine, whatever made up holiday it is this week. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Excuse me. I did not mean to snort. Oh,
anyway,
I should blame that one on you.
It's
damn it.
All for a good cause, everyone. So $10 to the Memphis Zoo, and then you'll name a turd after, you'll name the, whatever.
That's solid. I like it. That's a good story. I'm glad you got to that Valentine's Day story. I know you've been working on it all morning.
Very condescending. I don't think she means
at all. Not at all. Absolutely not. I liked it. That was the thing.
Half,
I like it.
Half of Americans have a spare bedroom.
Only half?
What do you do with that bedroom?
Well, you store things in it, obviously. And you clear it out when you have guests coming
over.
Yeah,
at my brother Jan's house, that's where car parts go, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, he has a spare bedroom. Is there even a bed in there?
My mom is like, there are parts, car parts, everywhere in that house. The garage has moved into the home and has yet to reach the kitchen, but it's working on it.
Well, you know, when you don't have a mom or any kind of person to tell you, then you can just do whatever you want. It's like, well, I'm working on this Sears sprocket. I guess I'll just bring it in the house and sit down and watch TV with it.
The old leverage, you know, that's one of the things when your partner, female, says, I will absolutely withhold that thing you like until this car part is out of the house.
All of these car parts. Right. He's like,
when your mom says that to you at your, you know, 50 something, get off my back, is I think the most popular response.
I'll just come over to your house, Mom. You don't have to come over here.
Yeah,
it's my house. It's like a clubhouse.
Here.
I live in a clubhouse. This is a fort. I'm here at my fort. Stop telling me how to clean my fort. No girls allowed.
Right. God. How did that happen to that
man? I don't know. Does he date it all?
I don't know
He's
what
so
he does.
Cute.
He is. You know what? I know you're just trying to, you know, give me the business, but the truth is, he's not bad looking. Yeah, you're giving me trouble.
He's actually
he's a bad looking guy.
He's
a great
looking
really
guy.
Sweet,
funny,
nice man. But you can't tell him what to do. You just cannot. And so there's not a girl on the planet.
It's like
that
he's
won't
a Hassan or something.
You know what you should do, and then there it starts. That's how the breakup begins. You know what you should do? Never aim your opinion my way again. And that's what. Girls
you don't have
like,
to have an opinion.
I'm not going to hate this lovely. Guy. Right. What is this guy?
Well, listen, some people are born to be loners. What's he going to do when mom, you know, mom's not getting any older.
He has
younger.
Friends.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
None of them have
their own fort?
No. I
so they all come over his house?
Female parts. Oh. I was going to say none of them are women.
I see.
Anyway, back to the. Half of Americans have a spare bedroom. What do they use them for, Sarah?
Any store stuff. Actually, I use mine as my bedroom. My spare bedroom.
Yeah, I ended up taking us we still have a rec room where the kids can play, but they're getting older now, so that may end up being used for something else. But the spare bedroom, I moved into.
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Well, it is nice. I find that if you've got the room for it, why not have your own room? Like, I really like my room. I have my things in there. Nobody's messing that place up. I close the door and
I tried
and walk away.
My absolute hardest, despite it being really weird for me, I was like, I am going to try to be to sleep in the same room as my wife and be a good partner and do all the. Those people never once showed the slightest effort. At respect to the fact that I got to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
You needed to give them a peek of the monster.
I don't have the monster.
Well, you should develop a monster.
So what are people using these rooms for?
Oh, right.
What are they using? This is a really good question.
I'm dying to know, Ben.
Well, we're just going to talk about how we use our spare bedrooms.
Get to the meat.
He's starving in there.
Ay, ay, ay.
We're telling you all the reasons. The only good reasons for what happens in there. Storage.
Oh, no. Join us on Monday for the conclusion.
You are not wrong. Hit it.
Oh, man. All right, then. Okay, we'll never know.
Yep, the world may never know what we're using our spare bedroom
guest
for.
Guest room's number one and storage is number two, Sarah, so you didn't win, but
It's not automatically a guest room. The spare bedroom is...
Storage comes in at number two. Home office comes in at number three. Hobbies...
Yeah. Like your craft room.
Bedroom for someone who currently lives somewhere else. The kid who's away at college, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, exercise. You had a new gym for a little while.
I did have a new gym, and that was a guest room. That was a guest room that we converted.
Library, nothing. Playroom, pets, entertainment, other. Let's play a game.
All right.
It's Friday. Oh, boy.
Come on, people.
Oh, boy.
We got things to do. Yeah, hey, we're doing a quiz about the Star Spangled Banner since we talked about it today.
Star Spangled Banner. You know.
Okay. Some are easy, some are harder. All right, question number one. Let's start with Sarah.
Okay.
During which war was the Star-Spangled Banner written? Was it the American Revolution, the War of 1812, or the Spanish-American War?
I would say it was the Revolution. But...
1812, Bob.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Jeez, that was an easier one.
Which one?
It was the War of 1812.
Oh, 1812.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Vinny.
Good one.
Vinny is...
Really good, Vin.
Vinny Vincenzo. Yeah. The large flag that flew over Fort McHenry, inspiring Key's poem, had how many stars and stripes? 13 stars, 13 stripes, 15 stars, 15 stripes, or 20 stars and 13 stripes?
What was the second one?
The second was 15 and 15.
I'm going to say the 13 and 13.
I'm going to say the 20 and 13.
You're both wrong. It's 15 and 15.
Oh,
son of a biscuit.
No points. I'll give us each a point for that one.
Okay.
Right. Both getting it wrong. 2-1 right now.
Sarah. What year did the Star Spangled Banner officially become the U.S. national anthem? Was it 1814, 1865, or 1931?
1931.
1865, Bob.
Sarah is right.
1931. Oh, hey, 2-2.
The melody of the Star Spangled Banner is based on a tune from what type of song? A military march, a British drinking song, or a church hymn?
I think it's a military march. I'm going to take that guess.
Church hymn, Bob.
Wow, that was another one I thought was easy. You both were wrong. It's a British drinking song.
Shucks.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. All right, which president...
99 bottles of beer, huh? Oh, is that not a drinking song?
It is. Oh, absolutely a drinking song. I don't, know if it's one of the British...
Pass it around.
All right. I believe this is for Vincent. Which U.S. president signed the bill making the Star-Spangled Banner the official national anthem? Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
God, if it could have been Grover, wouldn't that have just been great?
31, huh? I won't know
FDR.
This. FDR. I'll pick another one. Which one were the other two?
Woodrow Wilson or Herbert Hoover?
Let's go Woodrow Wilson.
You're both wrong.
It's Herbert Hoover. Great. I'm giving us each a point.
Hoover.
3-3.
How many verses are in the original poem, The Star-Spangled Banner? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Is it me?
Yeah.
4.
3.
Sarah's correct. It is 4.
Fudge.
Woo, 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 woo.
And finally,
so we're tied up?
No. I'm ahead. 4-3.
Oh, God.
I don't know how it happened. Okay. I just giving us points. When we both get it wrong, I just give us a point. It's like a net gain, you know?
Which famous American later helped ensure the Star-Spangled Banner was performed at major events, boosting its popularity? Was it John Philip Sousa, Theodore Roosevelt, or Louis Armstrong?
Sousa.
Teddy.
It was Sousa.
What? Boom! Sarah! She cleaned the floor with you! Yeah!
All righty, Sarah.
Salakuna.
Oh, everybody got their song today.
Everybody got their song today. That's a good idea.
Oh, here we go.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Salakuna. Goodbye! Don't forget to go to RadioAlice.com starting Monday. This is Sunday night at midnight into Monday morning, midnight. For your chance to win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco with your extraordinary love story. And be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app. This is your last chance to win $5,000 just for listening. And don't forget, we got tickets for the weekend and the Alice Escape with Bruno Mars and Jane Show. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here after the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Vinny.
All right.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.